Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about comparing RealQuest Pro, Title Pro, and DataTree. What the hell are they? What is this about?
This is nap time for many people. It's not true. If I actually love them. I get excited and I love that they each offer a little something different. And so that then they're each a little bit better for different things.
I just want to buy some real estate and make some money. Why do you guys have to complicate it?
With three different ones.
Data and Excel and spreadsheets and red, green, yellow tests.
And parcel fact
and,
at me.
Well, like, I just want to go on the MLS. I want to buy a piece of real estate and right. clean it up and sell it for $10,000 more. Well, good luck with that. You might do it once. Just like you might pull the handle on a slot machine and win once.
Or in a perfect world, this is a land show, you do nothing. There's no cleaning involved. By cleaning up means you make a better posting. Seriously.
That's what I mean.
That's all.
Clean it up. That's what I meant. Clean up the presence on the internet.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Or create one where there was none. That's the biggest.
You will be dead in the water in your real estate career. And I don't care if you buy land, rural vacant land for $1,000 and sell it for $2,000. Or if you're going to buy a skyscraper like Samsel, dead in the water without data. And that's what this show is about. The three major...
Why didn't you call it that? That would have been a much better title.
Dead in the water without data?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know why.
That's a better topic.
Let's do one like that next week.
Man, that's a good topic. Dead in the water. You think I'm kidding?
You know, on a different day, she would say something like this. Whoever's married out there, you know what I'm talking about. Why do you use dead in a title? We're supposed to be positive.
Why do you try to imitate my voice like that? More importantly. Let's get to the show.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Blake asks, hi, everyone. I noticed that everywhere I'm mailing, I'm getting calls from people comparing my blind offers to other blind offers that they've received. Use it for more than I offered or want to pay. These are more expensive, larger acre properties in various states, primarily in the southeastern U.S., not the traditional desert squares. I'm sure I'm not the only one experiencing this. How is the proliferation of competition affecting your business? Oh, I have a lot to say.
I know you do. You answered this in the forum I saw.
I did. Are you changing anything up? Pricing strategy, types of properties you're targeting, etc. I did answer this in the forum.
So thank you. One of the reasons I chose it.
Thank you. I'm like, Blake, there are 500 of us, maybe more, and if you combine other people out there doing what we do. But you know what? Not everyone's actually sending mail. Not everyone's doing it. They may be at some different stages here. And there are 3,144 counties and parishes in this country. So here, this is my thoughts.
There's 150 million pieces of property in this country.
Right. So I gave Blake my example. Blake, use what you know and think outside the box. Think of an area that you know well. Maybe where you vacationed as a kid. Maybe where you know your company is relocating. I mean, I don't know. There's so many things out there. That areas that you know that nobody else knows that you could use your knowledge and go there and send mail. So I've got two parts to my answer here. So that was my first one. I'm like, you're a Land Academy member, so I know you know the tools. I know you know what to look for. I know you know what indicators make this a good area. I know you know how to price property. And just because they came in hotter than you and higher than you, it doesn't mean you did yours wrong. Who cares? So That's my first question, and that was my question. That was my answer in the forum. But as a follow-up, now that I think about it a little bit more too, who flipping cares? Because you know what? We've all experienced where you sent a letter, they sent a letter, and I sent a letter. And guess who got the property? I did. Why? I answered the phone. They liked me. Oh, and by the way, my letter was on top because now something just happened in their life, and they're like, uh-oh, where are those letters? We need money. Let's start calling them all. That's all it takes. And then, and if you want to say, if they say, look, I got an offer from this guy for this much money, go, you know what? Let me look at that. I'll get back to you. I'll see if I can match that. And you, maybe you will, maybe you won't. Maybe that guy came in too high, because that's happened too. You might go, you know what? And because I have literally done this. I have said, if you have a guy right now, I'm offering you three. That's my highest and best offer, $3,000. If you really have a guy that's going to give you $5,500, I would take it. I would call that guy right now and don't even think. And I'm truthfully saying that, because that guy came in too high and he's not going to make any money off this. I know that. So, and I don't say that to the seller, but I tell him, like, I would call that guy back and take an offer right now. And then, by the way, if it doesn't work out for any reason and it doesn't happen and he realizes he can't pay that, my $3,000 still stands, let me know.
You want to address Los Angeles County recently?
Oh, gosh.
Or I will if you don't want to.
Yeah, so...
Because I have something, a lot to say about this.
Go for it.
Yeah,
you do it.
You know, I don't want to step on your toes.
Because I brought that up in the...
Go ahead, Joe.
I was going to say, please, this is fun. If you really want to see this, the whole transaction on all the different comments, including mine, go on to landinvestors.com and keyword search. I can't remember what the title is, but just, you know, comparing my blind offers. Put in something that we said in this sentence, and you'll see what I wrote. But go ahead.
Jill and I, very quickly, Jill and I recently sent out probably 10,000 offers.
So it was 17,000.
17,000 very specific offers in LA County. In the first question, and Jill decided for whatever reason to answer the phone herself.
I was excited.
Instead of having our service do it or one of our people internally. And the first question she's always asks, or not the first, but somewhere in the conversation, you know, did you get any other offers or do you have, and they all say this, every single one of them, and they've been saying this since 1994. I've gotten offers on this, but never anything like yours, with this very specifically priced and with a time frame, and it's all organized. And then I look you up online, and you're all, and it's there and all that. So that's number one. And people, Jill and I weekly buy property from offers that we've sent out to in the early 2000s. In counties, I would never consider mailing right now because I think that there's too much activity there. There's no real competition in this business. The next time you go to a restaurant, and you walk in, look around at how many other places you could actually eat. So I don't want this competition thing. While I really understand it and appreciate it, it gets a little old for us because I just don't believe that if you're putting the time in, and I'm not, I'm not picking on Blake at all.
No.
It's this topic. I think that there's 3,200 counties that you can choose.
Well, you know what?
There's like 28,000 zip codes in the country.
Let me add this. Do you know what, Blake? One topic that never comes up with the advanced group is like, oh man, competition. Nope.
Yeah.
Think about all of us. Well, think about us in general. We wouldn't be here and certainly wouldn't be sharing this business model with anyone if we thought competition would make it worse for us.
We had this exact conversation before we released the Land Academy in 2015. Yep. Before we go do that with she and I remember it like it was yesterday. Before we start down this path and do some stuff, first of all, I don't think it's going to work at all, Land Academy. But before we start down this path, do we really want to share all these, what are really secrets and all this information about data and how to really buy and sell land correctly? Do we really want to share that and create some competition for ourselves? And we both said some version of this. I don't think it's going to create any competition at all.
We both said there's so much land to go around. Heck yes.
Or the way that we do it and the flavor that we bring to it with our buyers and sellers and the whole thing, I don't think it's going to, even if we teach it all, it's not going to necessarily be duplicated.
No, it's unique.
So this whole notion of did I get to the party too late or is there so much competition or any of that, the answer is absolutely not.
No.
What I really think, and Blake, I'm not picking on you. You sent the mailer out. You got one, maybe two calls that where somebody said, I just got a mailer just like this.
Mm-hmm.
But two calls out of, I don't know, 10,000 unit mailers, different than everybody I mailed said I already got an offer.
Mm-hmm. The only thing you should be worried about, Blake, and this is what we do talk about in the advanced group, is churning up the volume and having the staff and the systems in place to get deals done. We don't even talk about money. No one even cares about money because we all know that there's money out there. You know that,
exactly,
Blake.
Exactly, Joe.
You know that we have all kinds of people. There, every day I find someone from our group going, I have money, I have money. I put the lists together, I share them with everybody. We have our own deal funding. There's so much money out there, that's not the issue. The only thing everybody has an issue with when you are really get this going in your business is, how can I do these deals faster and more efficiently?
Just like,
because there's so many out there.
Just like responding to any competition, if there truly is any. I mean, there are some people that are so allergic to competition that they go to the 25 or 30 or 40 counties in this country that don't supply data to these. That's actually what I'm going to talk about in a second here. In fact, I'll do it. Okay. Today's topic, comparing RealQuest, Title Pro, and DataTree. This is the meat of the show. There's three professional places to get data from which you can analyze a market and decide to send blind offer campaigns. And they're contained little data sources that are magical, in my opinion. And this is the real magic. This is the true magic to what we do for a living.
Sounds like Secret County. Sorry, it's just, not. You know, I'm just teasing.
Every time I get all warm, I'm literally getting all warm right now thinking about the data sets.
I can feel it.
The data sets we have access to, the real estate data sets.
This is Steven's happy place.
It really is.
Data, warm, fuzzy, happy place. Mine's the beach. His is data.
Wow, it's amazing we even talk to each other.
You're so opposite. It's hilarious. I know, people are like, how did you two get together?
I mean, we have the same drive. Uh-huh. We could make that's this the Steve and Jill show right now.
Okay.
Anyway, we both want to go to the same place, but we have different ways of getting there.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah, we do.
Anyway.
Mine's like this, and Steven's like, boom.
Right. Mine's very angry, and Jill's is very happy.
That's true. Like, I don't care. We'll spend a few extra days and enjoy this. He's like, no, we won't.
What?
Yeah.
Let's take the long way. No.
Yeah.
Sorry. Here's the root of these companies. There are 3,144 counties and parishes in this country, like Joe mentioned earlier. And they all have this in common. They have to collect property taxes from people who own property. It's a state, it's a national, you know, a national law.
Lucky for us.
That's how this country was founded, property taxes.
It's public.
Until the 30s, there was no such thing as payroll taxes. It was all founded on, we have a bunch of real estate. This is the government talking to itself now. We own all this real estate now just because we deemed it that it's ours. That's a topic for a different story, but they decided one day it was theirs. We're going to cut it all up into big, huge square, 36 square mile squares. We're going to give it away in the great land grab, and we're going to ask to be paid back for it in the version of property taxes forever. And we're going to fund the government and build a military and the whole thing. That's what the history of real estate is in this country. And what, as a consequence, happened is that they had to keep, each county had to keep a database, as crude as it may have been in the 17th, 18th, and early 19th, 20th century, in paper form, keep a list of everybody who owned property. So that's why you have to record a deed at the county and the whole thing, so that they can make sure the next year they tax the right person. So it turns out it's the 21st century and data is very prolific. And First American Title created RealQuest in the late 80s, 90s. And they got the bright idea to distribute this database to people who really need it, like oil and gas people and insurance people. Back then it wasn't even us real estate people. So now you've got 3,100, almost 3,200 counties with all this real estate data, the beautiful sets of real estate data, 300 columns long plus, about every aspect of the property. Why do they need every aspect of the property? So they can specifically tax it. If it has a house on it, I'm going to charge them a little more tax. If it's just a vacant piece of property and there's no road going to it, I'm going to charge them a lot less tax. If it's a hotel building, way more tax. Let's add another column. So here we are with these huge data sets that are incredibly descriptive and only get better with this information age that we're in. So what they needed and what they are now selling to us is a very organized and templated way of looking at this data. Because up till, you know, before RealQuest was really prevalent or commercially purchasable, I had to go, and I did this, to the county and buy their tax roll. And in states, in the state statutes, you have to make this public information. I don't know who decided that.
I don't know. I want to shake that person's, lucky to us.
They're long dead, but yeah. All this data has to be public.
Right.
From a statute standpoint. So I used to buy the data and compile it. It would take days, weeks, because it's all in a different format. So these data companies.
Every county would be different.
These data companies realize that there are people out there like us and oil and gas companies and other industries that have some use for who owns what and how it's being taxed and whether or not there's a structure on it and all this other stuff. So RealQuest, TitlePro, and now DataTree are the three main professional sources to collect data. This isn't like these data sources that we use aren't the amateur ones. They're not the freshman sophomore ones. This is the big leagues. This is the F1 racing. There is nothing better than these three data sources that Jill and I intentionally are licensed resellers for all three of them. So what you get in a very long-winded way, what I described, is a way to get this data in the format that we need, decide whether or not it's a market that you think is a good place to buy and resell property, number one. That's major Roman numeral number one. Should I be sending offers out in this data set anyway, whether it's Mojave County, Arizona, or some little zip code in Tennessee? You decide. Should I do that? Well, the data just tells me exactly what to do. And number two, great, I decided on a market. Now I need to send everybody a blind offer in a very customized way. Dear Sally, Mr. Sally and John Smith, I would like to pay $14,321 for your property on 123 Main Street in Nashville. So that's never been done before. You know, to my knowledge, I don't know, it doesn't matter who started it or whatever. We were one of the original people who came up with this. So dead.
What are the differences between the three?
Thank you for keeping me on track.
I'm doing my best.
Without data, you're just guessing. And when you guess long enough, you're going to lose at anything. Data takes the guessing out of this entirely and makes it possible consistently. The three differences between RealQuest, TitlePro, and DataTree are as follows. First American Title started RealQuest, and eventually they split off, and it's a very separate company now. RealQuest is all set up.
Which is CoreLogic.
Yeah, CoreLogic.
Mm-hmm. RealQuest Pro.
And it's what the foundation of all of our education material is all about, largely because it's the only thing available at the time.
Right.
If you go in there, it kind of looks like 1985. You know, it's a visual basic-based product, the root of which is exactly the same. All three have the exact same data roots. They're the assessor's database for each county. The way that RealQuest chooses to present this to us investors, we're not their first choice client. Their first choice client are huge oil and gas companies and insurance companies that pay millions and millions of dollars to access this data in a very specific way, and they're geared toward that. They're not geared toward us. We're an afterthought. And when you go in there and utilize the data, it looks like that. Is it usable? Heck yeah. Is it just as valuable? Heck yeah. Is it cheap? Yep. But you got to wrestle with it a little bit. TitlePro was created by Black Knight out of Las Vegas, who incidentally owns a hockey team now, hockey expansion.
Everybody
team.
Knows AgentPro 24/7. Well, what we use is TitlePro 24/7, which is the most enhanced and most customizable product. I want to share this too because a lot of people go, well, I only need like RealQuest Pro, let's call a spade, they have ListSource. Well, that's great. ListSource is a lazy way of doing this. It's a predetermined thing. You push a button, I only want this many, and they spit out what they think you need. Want to do that. You want to go into
When I hear anybody say the word list in our environment, whether they're a member or not a member, I stop.
Right.
I stop, and what I really say inside my head, not out of my mouth, is you learned wrong. It's going to take me a really long time to unlearn what you actually learned. Well, this is not about a list. It's about manipulating data. Go ahead.
Exactly. You want to go in there. So like, I'm going to jump in and talk about the three. So we have RealQuest Pro, which is CoreLogic. We have Title Pro 24/7, which is Black Knight Financial Services, and then we have DataTree, which is First American Title. So you were already talking about, you gave a lot of great history, which was really beneficial. So I really love that.
Did you hear the
we're
satire?
All going to get an A. This is just for sitting through the class. We all know the history of property for through the beginning of time. Thank God he didn't bring up homesteading. That would have gone another 10 minutes. Just kidding. Anyway, so my point is, I'm going to talk about the differences real quick here. So it's not an hour-long show. But RealQuest Pro is very customizable, and it gets, like he says, it's old school. It really kind of is, and it really lets me pick and choose little minute details when I'm pulling data. I can get real specific sizes. I can get an assessed value of, this is why we started using it from the beginning too. I can really find out it's vacant land because of the improved percentage or the improvement value. I can get it down to zero or null, which means there's nothing on it. Zero improvements. The minute you pour a pad, now you've got an improvement. You put in our, you know, you move your mobile on there. You know, and there's some, there's
connect utilities.
Yes. Dig a well. These are all improvements. I need to know that there's no improvements. And so I'm really getting the properties that we want. And it's always delivered in the same way, which is great too. As these other sources came along, remember the counties do it a different way. They would deliver the data different ways. And we would go, shucks, I was doing great in this county. Now I want to expand my buying to this county, but I got to relearn this county's data set because now it comes a different way. RealQuest didn't do that to us. Thank you. RealQuest Pro always did it the same way. And that's one of the reasons we still use it today. And a lot of people like it. Slash, however, there's other things and they're evolving. Title Pro came along second for us. It's a great source. I use it primarily for due diligence. It's Black Knight's Financial Services answer to this whole thing. They also extract it. Their whole thing was coming up with more recorded documents, deeds, yeah, notes, mortgages, lien information.
There's a lot of paper associated with real estate.
Yeah.
Whether it's, there's just a lot of paper, and their whole business model is to consolidate all of that. So whether you're a lender or a title agent or anybody that has some interest in real estate, it's all in one spot, mm-hmm, and scanned in, literally, if in a lot of cases it needed to be.
They also try to provide things. If you pull a property report, like there's really not a same version of this in RealQuest Pro, but there is in Title Pro. You could pull a property report and get comps right there. It's really kind of nice. Neighbor information. You know, it's good for houses, like statistics, demographics of the area. That comes all automatically in Title Pro. And then the third version, DataTree, you want to talk about?
DataTree is God's gift to what we do. Is it at the end-all, be-all? No, because there's things that RealQuest and Title Pro still do better, a little bit better. RealQuest has got an improvement value component to it that DataTree hasn't caught up with yet. And Title Pro has that paper kind of assessment, more title driven, but DataTree has the usability. It's totally built from the ground up in the 21st century. You know, First American took all the stuff that they learned when they did RealQuest back 20 years, 15 years ago, mm-hmm, and did it right this time. And so DataTree is very, very usable. It's very easy to move through. The way that you would think as an investor, you can really put that down on your fingertips and work through it. So I know we're way running out of time here. DataTree rocks, but there's still a couple of limits. You have access to all three with us.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to end with. Thanks.
We're licensed providers of all three, and this is not a commercial. We're damn serious.
We can hook you up.
We joke around a lot in this group, but data is nothing to joke about. We would never be here. There would be no Land Academy, and we wouldn't have these careers without
this data. Ding, ding. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, catch us over on the House Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the House Academy Show is called How to Talk with Potential Sellers. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
One of our longest shows ever. You were on a roll. And it's good.
Oh, really? What? I was on a roll. That's funny.
Really?
I'm going to have somebody on our team go back and see who had more airtime on that show, you or me.
Oh, okay. The Land Academy Show remains commercial-free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.